That'll be his first.
K-State does such a good job of playing off of zero space. Like, Max is into him, but it's literally a sliver of space, and he's able to turn the corner or get the three off.
He's one of those guys who never seems like he gets tired either. He just, you know, Tominaga, he just runs all over the gym all night. Gets the inbounds pass, mid-range jump, baseline left, and it's in for K-State Tominaga.
I know this. He's going to make a whole bunch of money over in Japan if he
ends
up there.
Yes, he is. 49-35 Wisconsin. With the ball is A.J. Storr, left of the circle. Feeds Wall, left wing. 40 seconds left in the half. Badgers up 14. Storr throwing to Klesman. Turns to Hepburn on the right side. Chucky off the wing. Darts it inside. Wall catches. Reverse layup is good. As the Badgers with 51 here in the first half.
I'm just glad that they got the 50 mark, because I sit there with about 4 minutes left. So you look at it, but a really good offensive performance.
Most first half points in a conference game under head coach Greg Gard. Shot clock is dark. 15 on the game clock. 51-35 Wisconsin. Williams off the mask screen. Picked up by Steven Crow. 8 seconds left in the half. Williams right foul line extended. Throws to Eli Rice. Tries a three. Left side good. With 3 seconds left in the half. Inbounds pass Hepburn. Three quarters court shot. It is off the side of the rim. No good. The first half has come to an end. Well, Nebraska's shooting it pretty well. Wisconsin even better. 13-point lead for the home team.
Should have been 16. AJ Storr. And this is the, I'm being very critical, yep. But that little, you did everything you needed to do in that last possession. You come in too much and they hit the corner three on you. But this is the best half of basketball I've seen Wisconsin play this year.
No doubt. And they shoot 59%, the Badgers do in the first half. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Halfway through this Big Ten matchup at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 51, Nebraska 38. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough, just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The half, Wisconsin 51, Nebraska 38. The Badgers 1.5 points per possession. But I'm still guessing Greg Gard isn't real happy because of what you just said at the end of the half. Nebraska got open for a three. The Huskers 1.1, so they're shooting it pretty well as well.
Well, they are. To sit here and look at this and say it's a 13-point lead, it feels like it should be more just based on the way that Wisconsin is playing, which means Nebraska making some shots, and they're still going. And anytime you can shoot the ball like Nebraska does, they're still in a game. That's why Wisconsin's got to be locked in on that defensive end.
Yeah, 10-3 run from the Huskers. The Badgers led by as many as 20 with 2:50 left, but it's a 13-point lead now, 51-38. Wisconsin leads Nebraska. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action. So when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more. So fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's Feinste Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Badgers with their most first half points in a Big Ten game since at least 1999 per Patrick Herb. Pretty good. 51-38, Wisconsin leading Nebraska at the half.
All right, so I want to get into this because I was on the old X machine there, and we had Andy Katz walk by and say, "Oh, well, look at Wisconsin basketball. They're scoring." They've done this all year, everybody. Paid, like, I know 51 is the most points, but the way that they've played on the offensive end, this is like they're just making threes is the only difference.
Yeah, they're averaging like, about
the
80 a game
moving,
at home.
Right?
They're,
like
yeah,
like
yeah.
The ball's moved. They found open shooters. This isn't that much different. I just laugh at it because we've seen it all every game. Like, that was the missing piece.
I used to that's kind of thing used to annoy me. Now it just kind of humors
me. Well, it still annoys me.
Yeah, well, I get it. You played. Like, but I'm thinking, yeah, just keep thinking that. Just keep thinking
for
that.
For sure. But I just saw this now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know the number 51. But, like offensively, nothing's changed.
Yeah.
The only thing that changes, they've made some threes.
They have.
And not just Connor Siegen, but everybody. And I'll give this. I'm going to go back to it real quick. Greg in the substitution pattern and the group that he had in there when he had Connor in there allowed Connor to get going.
Yeah.
It was AJ Storm. Not saying that the others on the floor weren't scorers, but they weren't scorers. Right? So you had AJ or Connor, and that was it. That was where the shot was going to come from. It's a great piece of coaching that I don't think hardly anyone's going to talk about. I doubt that they're going to talk about it on TV. I doubt that they're going to talk about it afterwards in the press conference. It's just something that I see that just, like, great job of giving a kid an opportunity to say, hey, you know what? You've done some things right. Go get it.
Yeah, there are times when the guys don't play a lot, but Greg Gard mentioned this several years ago when there was a player struggling, and then all of a sudden he, you know, comes out of the doldrums. Yeah. Just never, ever give up on a player.
No.
And that's been the storyline throughout his coaching tenure. The guy before him,
yeah,
kind of well known for that as well with Bo Ryan. Badgers lead at the half. A lot of work to do. It's 51-38 Wisconsin. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
New year, new me was going to be my 2024 shopping mantra until I realized how expensive that mantra was. Luckily, Kohl's is having their biggest clearance event of the season, and I saved up to 70% on so many great finds, like a warm fleece, cozy PJs, cute jeans, gorgeous dresses, and so much more. So don't wait. Hurry and get your new look for low prices in a limited time. Get to Kohl's. Select styles. Up to 70% offer ends January 21st. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At the half, Wisconsin 51, Nebraska 38. Individual scoring. Tyler Wall with 10 points, pacing Wisconsin. A.J. Storr, Chucky Hepburn with 8. Connor Sejan with 9, hitting 3 threes of the first half. John Blackwell, Kabari McGee each with 5. Stephen Crowell, 2 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Golden Winter with 2 points. K-State Tominaga with 12 to pace the Huskers. Rink Mast with 9. 4 points for Jawan Gary, 3 apiece for Bryce Williams and Jamarcus Lawrence, along with Sam Hoiberg and Eli Rice, and 1 for Josiah Alec. Wisconsin 51, Nebraska 38 at the half. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
51-38, Wisconsin leads Nebraska at the half. First half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 19 of 32 for the field, 59%. 7 of 13 from the arc, 6 of 10 at the foul line. The Huskers are 54% for the field, 14 out of 26. 50-50 from deep at 6 out of 12, 4 of 7 from downtown. Paint points 22-8, Wisconsin. Bench points 23-7 in favor of Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UW Athletics. 51-38, the Badgers lead Nebraska. Second half is coming up. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Quick penguin, serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Takes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Tries the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner three. Got it again. For the Cole Center, alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay, David Cantor, engineer, Aisha Jackson back in the network studio. Wisconsin 51, Nebraska 38. Not trying to be a dark cloud here, but the Badgers led by 17 in the second half last year at Lincoln. In other words, a lot of work to do.
Don't yet. Do that.
Just
don't
saying,
do that.
Just putting, just putting it in perspective.
Oh, my goodness.
51's great.
Now I know what Telch was telling me about. Oh, okay.
I figured he'd tell you sooner or later. I guarantee you Greg's not happy about giving up 38. But 51's good.
He'll 51's good. And it's the 38 at times there was lapses.
Yes.
And I think that, like, end of the half, you give up the corner three. 16's different than 13. Like, it's just a feel. Yep. It's just the way you go to the locker room. And for me, Wisconsin, defensively, that's what it's based on. That's what the program, you've got to guard first. So the second half, you've got to come out and stay attached. Even at 13-point lead, when you go to that locker room, Matt, it's a different feeling.
No doubt.
Like, you feel confident. You feel, and now, can you come out and have that, you know, between the ears, right?
Yeah.
Like, can you keep it between the ears?
Nebraska will have the first possession, so it's as close to a double-dip opportunity as you get in basketball. You hear it a lot in football. You get a bucket near the end of the half here, and then the first possession of the second. Although Chucky's three-quarter court heave was reasonably close. It flipped off the right side of the rim. So as we are set to resume play, Juwan Gary will inbound it. Nebraska moves to our left, and we are back to basketball here in Madison. Gary hands off to Bryce Williams, feeds to Marcus Lawrence at the top of the circle, shadowed by Hepburn. Now it's Rick Mast at the free throw line. Hands off to Williams off the Mast screen. Foul line jump, short, no good. Rebound, run down by Stephen Crowell. And here comes Wisconsin, moving to our right in the second half. A.J. Store, 8 points in the first half. He'll throw to Crowell high on the left. 3 feet Store, loops it into Wall, right of the key. Wall draws the double, now retreats. Feeds Store, sends to Hepburn outside left. Chucky against Mast, a step back three is good. At the small against the big, Chucky step back, drained a triple. 54-38 Wisconsin, opening minutes second half. Here's Williams throwing to Mast at the top of the arc. Mast with one dribble finds a back cutting, Tomenaga to the rim, layup good. Able to get loose from Klesmet. Tomenaga with 14.
I know I should say that, but he's fun to watch.
He really is.
Like he's
no,
fun
you're
to
exactly
watch.
Right. Because he doesn't stop.
He doesn't stop, and he knows how to play the game of basketball.
54-40, Wisconsin. Crow hands off to Hepburn. Chucky on the left side, flips it to Crow. Stevie in the lane, going to work, spinning, up right hand, good. Crow with four, 56-40, Wisconsin.
He's fun to watch, too.
Yeah, he's not bad. He's not bad. Minute 20 gone by, second half. Lawrence off the Mast screen. Low pass dug out by Gary. Left wing, hands off to Williams, flips the Mast. Makes the handoff to Tome Naga. Mast will scoop it to Williams. Bryce Williams with Wall going down inside. He goes off the foot of a Badger, and that saved the bucket.
Yeah, Big Steve kicked that in. Thankfully, he did, because otherwise that was a drop-off layup there for Mast.
56-40, Wisconsin. We're a minute and a half into the second half. Huskers with 20 on the clock inbounding. Lawrence gets it in to Bryce Williams. Bounces the rink Mast right of the key. Moves off to Williams. Left hander below the foul line. Leaning, shooting, missing, but he was fouled. And Williams, an 87% free throw shooter, will go to the line for two.
And that's where AJ needs to have a rear contest. And when I say a rear contest, he got screened, so he's trailing this. So he's behind Williams. Now, you want to fly by on the side of Williams so he sees you, but there's no way you should have contact in that rear contest. AJ tried to fly by, was able to get Williams on the shoulder there, and that's why he gets the free throws.
First foul on Storr. Williams connects with the first free throw. He averages 14 a game, but that's just his fourth point here so far. 3 years at Charlotte, second team Conference USA recognition last year. Second free throw for Williams is good. 56-42, Wisconsin. We're a minute 40 into the second half, and here's Hepburn, little contest in the backcourt. Token resistance from Jamarcus Lawrence. Hepburn throwing to Crowell. A lob to Storr, and he'll reverse it. No. Got his own rebound. Tries again. That's off the heel of the rim. No good. Rink Mast the rebound. Just a little bit out of sync there on that lob try. Mast steps into a three straight away. It's nothing but net. And the Huskers are hanging around a little bit. 56-45, Wisconsin.
That's the way a game of basketball goes. You miss a layup on one end, come down, bang a three.
Pleasant directing traffic. A minute 15 gone, second half. Crowell hands off to Max at the top of the circle. A throw to Wall, rotates a Storr left corner. AJ gliding baseline left, jump pass Hepburn, extra pass Pleasant, top of the arc, feeds Storr left side, seven to shoot. AJ pull up mid-range jump left side, no good, but a foul called, and Storr able to draw the contact. He'll shoot a couple. It's on Jamarcus Lawrence.
Yeah, and
that's his third.
I thought Lawrence did a pretty good job of that rear contest we talked about. I will say where the foul was called there on Lawrence. So up top he was good, but when he came back, he had that hand right on AJ's hip, so you're going to get called every time.
First free throw for Storr bounces in. 57-45, Wisconsin. Badgers have led by as many as 20, led by 13 at the break. It's 12 at the moment. Second free throw for Storr. Good. Back up to a 13-point advantage as John Blackwell will check in for Storr. He sits down for the time being. He has 10 points, 5 rebounds. A couple of assists as well for AJ. The floor is Jamarcus Lawrence throwing to Rink Mast. He'll feed Juwan Gary high on the left, throwing to Lawrence up top. Gets it to Mast. Top of the foul circle. Feeds Tome Naga. A three over Klesman right side. Off the rim, no good. Rink Mast, the offensive rebound. Second chance here for the Huskers. Williams knocked away Wall, but Tyler got a piece of him as well. And that's the first on Tyler Wall. Nebraska has no second chance points so far. The Badgers have 5 paint points, 24-10 in favor of Wisconsin.
And it really starts because Wisconsin's getting the ball inside. Then the double team's coming, and they're doing a good job of getting the front rim.
Jamarcus Lawrence at the top of the circle. Dribble drive on Hepburn. Leaves it for Gary. Gary trying to back on Wall. Kicks it back out to Lawrence. Turns to Williams, left point. Loops it into Mast, left of the lane. Rink Mast, single coverage Crowell. Mast backing, still backing. Turns left shoulder, up right hand. Too long, no good. Max Klesman grabs the rebound in traffic. Ahead it goes to Hepburn. Left sideline to the front court is Chucky. Going to Wall, top of the circle. Turns it right corner. Blackwell, 4-3. Book it. John Blackwell with 8, 61-45, Wisconsin. Blackwell, a 46% shooter from distance coming into the game. Hepburn knocks it loose. Crowell comes up with it for Wisconsin. Yeah, there's Chucky, another defensive play. Blackwell left side. Slips, falls down, lost the ball, picked up by Mast. They trade turnovers. Never do that right in front of your head coach, but Blackwell did. Tominaga inside Gary, low on the left. Slam dunk, Jawan Gary.
You are right. You never do want to do that in front of your head coach.
And it was absolutely right in front of the head coach.
And all Greg could do is just look down. Uh-huh. He just looked down. Yep. That was it.
61-47, Wisconsin, 4 minutes gone, second half. Hepburn outside right, going to Crowell, top of the circle, rotates to Wall, high on the left, feeds Chucky at the top. Hepburn against Jamarcus Lawrence, leaves it for Wall with 10 to shoot. Wall the attack in the lane, pushed it up and in off the window. Tyler Wall with the take, 63-47 Wisconsin. 15:38 remaining at the Kohl Center. Rice Williams out high. It's a screen from Mast. Blackwell works over to throw to Mast. He'll try a three, and that's off the right side iron. No good. Rebound, Blackwell. 4.5 minutes gone by, second half, 63-47, Wisconsin. Blackwell going to Hepburn, high on the right. Fakes the long three, skips it to Crowell, left side. Leads it for Blackwell, left wing. Blackwell baseline left on the drive and ran out of room. Stepped on the baseline. Turnover, Wisconsin, as we have the under 16 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 15-12 remaining, Wisconsin 63, Nebraska 47. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
By UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 15-12 to play, 63-47. Wisconsin leading Nebraska. Huskers get it back off the turnover. Wisconsin was guilty of just three turnovers in the first half, but they have a couple of early ones here in the second. Yeah, Hepburn, Storr, Klesmet, Winter, and Wall in the floor for Wisconsin. Bryce Williams to the front court, feeds Sam Hoiberg, a flip to Jawan Gary, left foul line extended. To the Tominaga at the top, loops at the Mast. Right of the circle, Mast against Nolan Winter. A handoff to Williams, turns in the lane, knocked away, loose ball, snapped up by Klesmet, got fouled by Williams. That'll be his first.
mean, look at this Nebraska team, only 11 turnovers on the year. I think it was interesting, some of the notes that we got is Nebraska only gave up 8.1 points off of those turnovers. Wisconsin already 10 points off of turnovers.
Yeah, great work for the Badgers here in that department. Here's Wall driving right of the lane, goes up, knocked away, and it comes down into the hands of Sam Hoiberg up the middle front court, driving on Heppard, right lane line, pushed it up, no, rebound. Oh, Winter crashing for the glass, and then went crashing to the floor. As Jawan Gary with his third foul. Nolan Winter the last couple of games, he's been okay with mixing it up. We watched him Tuesday play through contact. We watched him with a good inside move in the first half, doing some promising things here.
Well, I think it's that physicality of understanding how you've got to bring it every game, especially now you're in Big Ten play.
Josiah Alec in for Gary with the ball. It's Klesman right corner. Bouncing to Wall against Alec. Single coverage at the moment. Right block. Backing his Wall. Backing. Kicked it out to Klesman. Feeds Storr at the top. AJ to the line. Scoops it inside. Caught by Winter. Low on the left. Up right hand. Off the left side iron. No good. And then Winter reaching in and is called for the foul as he tried to pry it loose from Rink Mast. First on Nolan.
Nolan just got buried there too much. On the catch, he's too far underneath that basket.
14-10 to play, 63-47. Wisconsin leads Nebraska. Sam Hoiberg up top. Hoiberg matched up with Chucky Hepburn. A flip for C.J. Wilcher in there, and he lost it out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. It's Storr working on him defensively, and the Huskers guilty of their eighth turnover.
You talk about that, but AJ's gotten so much better defensively so far.
Yeah, he really
year.
Has. He's picked that 9 turnovers for Nebraska. With the ball is Hepburn to the right side. Chucky throws it to Tyler Wall. Feeds Storr, left corner. AJ works the baseline. Oh, nice feed. Nolan Winter up, got it. Counted at a foul. Nolan Winter brought to you by AJ Storr.
You're right, by it. Brought to you by AJ. AJ drives baseline with the rip and then with the great pass. Great pass. And then you get, I'm going to say it again, but when you cut to the front of the rim.
Yes, sir.
Good things happen.
In stereo.
That's exactly what it is, because Nolan Winter realizes that's the help. He goes to the front of the rim and he gets it with the and one opportunity. He makes it.
And he does connect. Wall out. Gilmore in. 66-47 Wisconsin. 13:33 remaining. Alec turns it to Hoiberg at the left points. Hoiberg against Chucky Hepburn. Hoiberg holds and looks. Now puts it on the deck. Retreats a bit off a Mast screen. Hoiberg right lane line. A wide pass gathered by Wilcher. 7 to shoot. Wilcher against Storr. Wilcher contested. 3 is good. Well, you tip your cap there. C.J. Wilcher, his first points of the game.
Absolutely. Good defense by AJ. Just better offense.
66-50 Wisconsin. 13:05 to play. Max Klesman throwing to Storr. AJ lost it off his leg and a turnover for the Badgers. Here comes C.J. Wilcher to the front court. Left hand flip to Hoiberg. Scoops to the Tomei Naga. Can't get free. Tomei Naga against Storr. Outside left. Leads it up the Mast. Hands it back to Tomei Naga. Around the screen. Winter picks up Tomei Naga on the switch. And you see what Tomei Naga does with it. Puts it on the deck. Leaning. Inside feed. Knocked away Klesman. Tapped it off of Alec. Down to Mast. And excuse me, bucket. Rink Mast is there to finish. 66-52 Wisconsin.
I might be the only one that's a little uneasy. It's just, just a feel here.
I don't think you're the only one. Here's A.J. Storr, steps back, thought about it, turned it down. Now Winter hands off to Hepburn. 14-point lead, Wisconsin. Gilmore left elbow. Threw it back out to Hepburn. Chucky on the right-hand dribble. Feeds Winter for 3, right corner. Too long, no good. Rebound tip from Wilcher to Hoiberg. 12:04 to play, 66-52 Wisconsin. Hoiberg hands off to Wilcher. Takes the 3, covered up by Hepburn. A throw to Hoiberg. A bounce intended for Mast, but Winter trying to tap it away from behind is called for the reach-in and a timeout on the floor as we will take a break, and we're going to see a new lineup for Wisconsin and play continue.
I wasn't the only one a little nervous there. All right.
No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 11:56 remaining. Wisconsin 66, Nebraska 52. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Elevate your ride with Wix filters for peak performance from your vehicle's engine. And you can find Wix filters at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a weekend warrior, all the parts and accessories you'll ever need, including Wix filters, can be found at bumper-to-bumper. Or shop with ease online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Drive with confidence and choose Wix filters at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 66-52, the Badgers, 11:56 remaining. Connor Siege back on the floor. Kamari McGee, John Blackwell, Tyler Wall, Stephen Crow. It'll be Nebraska ball as the Huskers trying to get right back into this thing. Just when you think, Brian, the Badgers are going to pull away, Nebraska just kind of still within striking distance.
They absolutely are with the way they shoot the ball.
And Wilcher trying a three left corner, missed it, and they foul on Nebraska on the rebound. They get Jawan Gary, who had checked in and all right away picked up his fourth foul.
Yeah, and I think one of the things for this Wisconsin offense, there's been so much balance today that it's that uneasiness of where are they going to get it from, but they've got it from everybody. Last couple of games, they've gotten the ball in the post consistently. Finally, he touches the post this possession, but Stephen only 4 points.
Here's a siege and puts it on the deck. Fadeaway jump. It's around and out. No good. Rebound, Sam Hoiberg. Hoiberg on the fly to the front court. Leaves it inside. Gary reverse layup is good. Going right to left. Huskers within 12. 66-54, Wisconsin. 11:25 remaining. Kamari McGee outside right against Bryce Williams. Feeds Wall. Rotates to Blackwell high on the left. John dribbles to the top of the arc. Finds the CJ in right corner against CJ Wilcher. And a foul called on Wilcher. That's team foul number 6. And the first personal on CJ Wilcher.
Connor was in a tough spot there. Deep corner. And Wilcher was there to try to take away that moving up to the, you know, to the break. And he was giving baseline. But if Connor would have gone baseline there, the help side would have been there. Probably drove into a turnover.
Yeah.
Connor ripped over the top there to go back to the break, which thing was able, why he was able to get a foul on Wilcher.
Mast in for Gary, Hepburn in for McGee. Inbounds pass to Crow. Feeds Connor open for three right of the circle. Bucket. Fourth three of the game for Connor Asijan. 69-54, Wisconsin, 11 minutes to play. With the ball is Williams, Bryce Williams in the paint, whips it to Alec, left corner, measures it, takes the three, and hits the three. Josiah Alec is now 3-for-11 this season from long range.
I was waiting for you to say that because I saw the same numbers you saw.
He back down to 12 for Wisconsin, 69-57. Stephen Crowell backing unmasked. Left lane line, throws the wall at the top, sends to Hepburn. Chucky at the top against Bryce Williams. Hepburn bobs off a Crowell screen. Fades off to his left. Feeds Crowell for three. Up top. Got it. Stephen Crowell is 12-for-17 this year from long range. My goodness, does he have a touch. 72-57, Wisconsin. 10-10 to play. Here's Alec driving. Whistle at a foul call. They'll get a siege in, I think, here. No, check it. It's on Wall.
Tyler, yeah.
That'll be his second. Talking to Stevie yesterday about the three, and I said, you kind of pick your spots with that, and he admitted, because I'm open more than I think. And we think about the Arizona game.
Absolutely.
But he's, boy, talk about efficient. He's all that and more. Inbounds pass to Mast. He can hit the long shot, and he hits a two just inside the arc for Rink Mast. 72-59, Wisconsin. 10 minutes to play.
Big Steve fell asleep there.
Good. And Mast hit it from the right side. Here's Crowell throwing a wall high on the right. Feeds a Sejan. Connor shovels it into Stephen Crowell, right of the paint. Crowell against Mast. A little dig from Alec. Crowell, right block, goes up and in. Just stays with it. So patient.
I don't know how you guard this team.
Yeah, good luck right now. They start hitting threes like this consistently. 15-point lead, Wisconsin. Here's Alec, leads it for Hoiberg. 74-59, Wisconsin. Hepburn knocked it away from behind. Blackwell is there. And another Nebraska turnover. Hoiberg saying, I got fouled. I want to show you the blood. And now play will stop because with that blood, you got to stop the action. And there's Chucky again doing what he does, forcing the turnover.
I said this, Matt. I don't know where, and there's blood on the ball right now, which is going to be the other thing they're going to try to clean up here. I don't know where you stop this offense. Mm-hmm. And it's something we talked about at times this year. But they go in the post there. From three, they're shooting it well. You've got A.J. Storr who drives. You got Chucky that's able to take the game over at times. I just don't know where you go and say, hey, this is the guy we're going to take away.
And you were talking about the balance here. I mean, check this out. A Sejan of Wall, 12. Hepburn, 11. Storr, 10. Crowell, 9. 5 rebounds, 4 assists for Crowell, I might add. 4 assists for Wall.
Yeah. McGee, 5.
Yeah.
Winter, 5. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, if I'm Fred Hoiberg, I look at this and say, okay, well, we'll look forward to the next one. Because like, I don't know what, like, and they've tried, the reason I'm saying it kind of jokingly, but they've tried to change different looks on the defensive end. They've forced baseline. They've doubled. They've brought heavy help over. Like, they've done so many things differently, and the results been the same. Bucket.
This team is shooting 50, almost 59% right now. They're still cleaning up, just making sure the floor is free of the blood. As Sam Hoiberg, his hand was cut. So he was showing the bloody hand of the official, and they get him taken care of, and now they got to get...
I've always wondered what the officials thought of when you have blood. It's like, you know, you might have missed
one. Might have missed one.
Yeah. Like, right? Like, as a player, I was like, do you see the black eye? Do you see the fingernail scrape across the arm? Like, yeah, I'm just going to turn it over because I want to. Like, I have proof, though, finally.
I remember Klesman last year in a game. He got popped in the face. Actually, they had to miss a couple games. His face was a bloody mess. Yeah. And it took a little bit for the, hey, you want to get Max because he's a mess right now, and they did, but yeah, he missed a couple of games. Here's Chucky Hepburn outside right, throwing to Crowell, the right wing. Crowell against Rink Mast. Now Blackwell feeds a Sejan, catches, releases, back rim no good. Crowell the offensive rebound. 9:05 to play, 74-59 Wisconsin. Crowell hands off to Hepburn. Chucky deep three, straight on, too long, no good. Rebound Bryce Williams of Nebraska. Williams glides up the floor for the Huskers, angles to the left wing, Blackwell defends. Williams starts to bat, mid-post left, a bounce to a cutting Wiltshire, low on the right, goes up, too strong, no good. Rebound fought for, Wiltshire tapped at the wall. And Tyler inside, altering that first offering from Wiltshire with the ball is Hepburn on the left wing. Chucky, inside feed, caught by Blackwell, low on the left, lifts it up and in.
I just don't, honestly.
76-59 Wisconsin, and a whistle off the
offensive
ball.
Foul. It's an offensive foul. C.J. Wiltshire, but Connor and C.J. baited him into it.
Put him to the floor. Yes, he did. And that's team foul number 7, team control non-shooting. Wiltshire, been a tough day for him. We talked about it. He's been a pretty hot shooter of late. Last 5 games, 50-50 from 3, but he comes out. Tomenaga back in. 8:20 to play, 76-59 Wisconsin. Hepburn turns down the crowd screen. Now he'll use it. Going left to right. The throw to Wisconsin against Lawrence. Hunter gets it to Hepburn. Loops it to Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell on the wing. Starts the back on Mast. Feeds Blackwell left corner. Covered up by Alex. Shot clock at 7. Hepburn against Lawrence. Chucky on the shakes. Puts 2 defenders down the lane to the rim. Layup is good. Woo-hoo-hoo, that was pretty. Chucky Hepburn, ladies and gentlemen. Timeout, Nebraska. Omaha's own Chucky Hepburn getting the home crowd in Madison wound up. As we will take a break. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 7:49 remaining, Wisconsin 78, Nebraska 59. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Start the new year off right and wrap up your bathroom project with help from Menards. Check out our great selection of Lions tubs and showers that will match your style and budget while refreshing your bathroom. Get a Lions Elite Tub and Shower Surround for just $499.99. Big buys, big savings. Check out this and other great deals going on now at Menards. Prices good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 78-59, Wisconsin leads Nebraska 7 minutes, 49 seconds to play. The Badgers with 5 players in double figures, led by Chucky Hepburn. Sweet move to the rim. He has 13 points, 4 assists, 3 steals here so far today.
This team and what they've done on the offensive end, I felt uneasy at the 12-minute mark. I should have. But what? Like, I just didn't think they could continue. But it's been the next guy up. They've done it a variety of ways. Chucky's done it in different ways. Connor's done it. And I think defensively they've been good enough to really extend this lead.
Well, the Huskers have had, you know, they've shown some bursts in this game, and they scored about 87 a game over their last 3. So you can even sense the crowd in here was getting a little uneasy there. It was getting within 12. And
yeah.
You know, Nebraska's been a problem for Wisconsin.
Yes, yes. And you know, Coach Gard brings in 5 new players at the same time. It seemed like it stalled a little bit. All of a sudden, you get the media timeout, you come in, and it picked right back up.
Inbounds pass to Jamarcus Lawrence. He's against a Siege in a throw to Alec at the left elbow. Alec feeds Rink Mast. Mast open for three, left of the circle. Nope, rebound. Alec trying to save, and he does. Throws it out to Williams. He tries a three, left side, good. Bryce Williams with his first triple, 78-62 Wisconsin, 7:30 remaining. The first second chance points of the game for the Huskers. Stephen Crowell on the right side. Going to Tyler Wall. Feeds Hepburn between the arcs. Hepburn against Bryce Williams. Now to his Steejan. Connor, left of the lane. Spin move up right hand. Too hard, no good. Alec the rebound. And the outlet to Williams, left side to the front court with 7:10 to play. Williams against Hepburn. Chucky gets into him. A throw to Mast at the left point. Bounce pass to Alec. Single coverage, Tyler Wall. Alec left block. Backing. Turns. Up right hand. Short. Wall the rebound. 6:55 remaining, 78-62 Wisconsin. Lesman and Storr will check in. Next opportunity for the Badgers. Wall throwing to Blackwell, feeds Crowell at the top. Crowell gets it to Blackwell, sends it to a Seagin on the left wing. Connor, right hand toss to Hepburn, but the shot clock at 10. Hepburn right of the center circle. Works off the right side, bounce pass to Wall. Tyler, right block, out to Connor. Extra pass, Blackwell for three, left side. Rattles in and out, no good. Rink Mast the rebound. 6:25 remaining. Badgers up 16. Bryce Williams trying to back Hepburn down. Backing, turns inside the left elbow. Jumper too long, no good. Rebound tip to Hepburn. 6:15 to play. 78-62 Wisconsin. The Seagin up top for the Badgers. He has hit four threes here this afternoon. Hepburn at the right point. Chucky goes inside the arc. Kills the dribble, bounce pass Wall, right elbow, feeds to Seagin, out to Chucky with the shot fake. Slithers off the wing, gets the Wall, seven to shoot. Now Tyler, right lane line, four to shoot. Wall, walk with the ball. Good defense from Josiah Alec. And now Storr and Klesman will come in, but first we'll have a timeout here on the floor. We'll take a break. 5 minutes, 51 seconds to play. Wisconsin 78, Nebraska 62. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 5:51 remaining, 78-62. Wisconsin leads Nebraska. Approaching 34-14 and bench points. Favor of Wisconsin, 34-16 and paint points. And 11-21 from three.
Well, and you look at that, right? Nebraska bench points were 23.8. Wisconsin getting a huge lift from their bench. They're getting a huge lift from three. It just, everything they're doing right now, everybody's contributing.
OK, Keisei Tome Naga high on the left, throwing to Bryce Williams. He is against Storr. Williams puts it on the deck, picked up by Klesman now. Left of the lane is Williams. Looking to back down Max, backing left lane line. Work at the Alec right corner, back out to Lawrence, feeds Williams for three up top. Off the rim, no good. Alec, the offensive rebound. Pass deflected by Klesman out of bounds. You know, we've talked about the lack of second chance points, but I think a part of that, both teams are shooting better than 50% for the field. There's a lot of makes going on here today.
They are, and I think the physicality we talked about, Nebraska's finally, you're seeing a little bit of what I saw in film. They're very aggressive there, but there's been a lot of misses.
Here's Tome Naga, not a miss there. A contested three over Klesman is good from left of the circle.
Great example of what we were talking about. Yeah. Not a lot of misses.
78-65 Wisconsin, 5:10 to play. Crowell off the right elbow, throwing to Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn feeds Storr, left corner, three on the way, is off the rim, no good. Rebound, back tap, wall, gathered by Hepburn. Chucky with a pass fake, stops left elbow, and turns it back out. That's where Chucky just knows time, score, and situation. Let's run some stuff. Wall against Alec. Wall, right lane line, the drive, and runs it in with the right hand. Wall with 14.
Having some experience as well helps. Tyler
Big
Wall
time.
Being able to close that thing out.
80-65, Wisconsin, 4.5 minutes remaining. Tome Naga is off the rink mast. Mast at the top of the circle. Hands off to Bryce Williams, right lane line. Running right-hander is good for Williams. He has 10, 80-67, Wisconsin. 4:15 remaining. Wall to the front court, hands off to A.J. Storr, flips to Hepburn, high on the left. Chucky surveys on the dribble. Left elbow feeds Crowell, open three straight on. Back iron and out, no good. Williams the rebound. 4 minutes to play. 80-67, Wisconsin. Williams scoops the left side for Lawrence. He'll try a three, around and out, no good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. Big Stevie with 7 rebounds. He has 4 assists in this game to go with 9 points.
And a big one because Nebraska got that offensive rebound to cut this thing to 10.
Mm-hmm. With the ball is Wall, throwing to Storr on the left wing. A.J., baseline left, slips it to Crowell, brings it back out front for Hepburn, 10 to shoot. Chucky shakes left, moves right, driving kick, catch and shoots. That's Klesman, right corner, and he splashed it. First points for Klesman, 83-67. Wisconsin, Lawrence driving, and Hepburn poked it away out of bounds. Hit the under 4 media timeout. Nebraska feel like it's like a possession or two away from making this thing tense.
Yes.
Badgers always able to turn him back. We'll step out. 3:21 remaining. Wisconsin 83, Nebraska 67. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion best in the game. Butchie, how about that Wisconsin bench? 34 points, 2 guys in double figures.
That's exactly where it is. Because it's a strength of Nebraska, and you took away their strength, and you dominated that area. 12 for Connor Seagen, 10 for Blackwell. Then here's the other point of this. Nolan Winter, Kamari McGee, with five each there. So, I mean, it wasn't just one when we talk about the bench. It was a nice distribution of points from them.
Yeah, everybody chipping in. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3:21 to play, 83-67. Wisconsin leading Nebraska. The Huskers will have it with 26 on the shot clock when play continues. Wall, Crow, Plesmet, Hepburn, and Storr all out there for Wisconsin. As Williams, baseline left, will throw it in. Looking in a rink mast, left corner. A pass for Josiah Alec at the top of the circle. Hand off to Tome Naga. It's against Klesman. Tome Naga with 17 points. Has the ball now on the left side. Storr went down. Tome Naga against Crowd. Now Mask got away from Klesman. Max reaching in. Called for the foul. Caught the switch there. And that's the second foul on Max Klesman. And the sixth on Wisconsin. 3:07 to play. Badgers up 16. Wisconsin shooting 50% in the second half, 55% for the game. The Huskers 51% for the game. Well, they called it on. Is it Crow? Okay.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah. But the ball is Tome Naga at the top. Tome Naga on the right side. Feeds Mast. He'll try a three right of the circle. Off the rim and out.